Now pray for us.
Amen.
I just want the Lord's will to be done.
Amen.
I don't know what needs to be done, but I know He does. But the desires of Satan, that's your thoughts. Brother Damien come and preach for us on a Sunday night a month or so ago, a couple of months ago, and
Amen.
Preached on what Satan wants. And I don't want to preach what he preached. He done a real good job. But Brad mentioned Wednesday night in Bible study about where Jesus told Peter that Satan desired. He does. He desires. And I've found that that's a stronger word than I guess I'd ever thought about before. What he really, really wants and how he desires it to a point. But I'm going to take a reading from 1 Peter, and it's talking to the elders there, and you get down in the 6th verse, and it sort of switches over a little bit. I still think it's talking to them, but I think it can be applied to all of us. And the 5th chapter of 1 Peter, and then we'll go over and take our text here in a second. And I need your prayers. When I was sitting here a while ago, it kind of just felt like it left me, and we'll just see where it goes. And if the Lord ain't in it, I ain't no different than nobody else. We just need to quit. But listen, it says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you.
Amen.
Be sober, vigilant, because your adversary," or your enemy, "the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But if the God of grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish and settle you.
Amen.
To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." And it said that the devil, that Satan go about as a roaring lion and seeming whom he may devour. And I done told you where our thought is coming from, and we'll go over and read her text. And it said in the 22nd chapter of Luke, Jesus said this unto Peter, he said, and the Lord said, "Simon, Simon," I want you to pay attention. Different times, he called unto Abraham once. He said, "Abraham, Abraham." And at some time when I was a boy, if my daddy wanted to get my attention, I don't know about y'all, but he never did say Jeff. He'd say Jeffrey Allen. He wanted my attention. And most of the time, when I heard Jeffrey Allen, I knew something that was coming. Most of the time, it was a whooping. But more than anything, he wanted my attention. And he come to Peter, and he called him Simon. He said, "Simon, Simon," he said, "Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." And I got to looking for the definition of desired, one of the definitions is covet. And I got to thinking about that, and the coveting, and in the law, and the last of the commandments, and the 10th commandment, it said, "Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, thy neighbor's manservant, thy neighbor's home. Thou shalt not desire that. Thou shalt not want that." And I want you to know, what all this is saying here, Satan has desired you, Peter. He wants you, and he wants you bad. But he went on to say, "I prayed unto the Father for you, and I'm thankful. He has made intercession for you. before me at one time as a young man, but he's made them several times since. But Peter was fixing to make that big mistake we all know about, where he's going to tell the Lord that he wouldn't deny him. And the Lord knows what was coming. Listen to me. He knows us. He knows where we're going to come up short and how we're going to fail. But he knows how much Satan wants us. Right. He can't get us. But I tell you what, he can get our influence. And the reason the Lord knows this, listen to me, the Lord was called up into the mountain and the Spirit and Satan tempted him for 40 days and 40 nights. He done everything in his power to gain him, to get him. Listen to me, as the Bible says, he entered into Judas. Yeah, I believe Judas was a devil from the beginning. I don't believe that man was ever saved. But listen to me, he is out to get you. He desires you. He covets you. He wants everything that you are, and he wants to do away with it. And I want you to know it's been that way with him from the beginning. He's a liar and a father of liars. He'll tell you anything. When you're lost, he'll tell you that there ain't no God. He'll tell you that they'll make fun of you if you seek him. He'll tell you everything to get you from seeking God. He's a liar. And then once you're saved, he'll begin to tell you, if you ain't careful, that you never got anything, that it was all just made up in your mind where you won't serve him. And then finally, if you get where you will serve him, he'll do everything and throw everything in front of you he can to stop you from serving him again. I want you to know he's not that powerful. He's got more power than me and you does. He don't God, but don't you think you can whoop him by yourself. Because you can't do it, neither can I. But if we'll submit ourselves to God, then we can resist it. And we need Jesus praying on our behalf, because we're going to fail. The woman, well, let's go over there and just read it. He knew, listen to me, he knew even at this point how to throw things in front of us that we desire, because he knew what happened to him. He knew what happened to him, what got him in trouble, what got him cast out of heaven, because he coveted, he desired, he lusted what God had, and he still does today. I'm God's, I'm his, I'm his child, I'm a brother to Jesus Christ, and he lusts, he desires, he covets me. Everything God has, he lusts. You can rest assured on it. He covets it. He desires it. He wants to destroy it. You know why? Because he wants to make himself equal with God. He wants to destroy Hilltop Church, and he's been coming after in a big way. You say, well, I've seen a lot of good things. I have too. But let me tell you something. The whole time he's been right there is that lion waiting. We watched the movie one time. Y'all may have seen it. It was about two lions, and they's building a railroad track in Africa. And I want you to know at night when those people would sleep, when they slumbered, I want you to know those lions would come in and they'd just grab one and pull him out of the tent. This went on forever. I forget how many men died while they was trying to build this railroad. This is a true story. These lions, two of them, teamed up and they killed hundreds of men. I want you to know he is catching us when we're asleep, when we slumber, when the hedge is lowered just a little bit. He will destroy you. No, he can't get your soul. He sure can't, but he can get your influence. He can get you to a point to where you act just like one in the world. And I want you to know, I know about that because I've done it. I've been there. I've acted just like the whole world does out there. I've acted like a raven when I was supposed to be a dove. I know what all that's about. He'll get a hold of you. Listen, sometimes he don't even have to throw nothing out there for you to jump on and to desire like David did with Bathsheba. He looked over yonder and he saw her. And when he did, he began to desire after her. He began to lust after her. And next thing you know, he was in trouble. You don't think Satan didn't know about that? He knows what it takes because he knows what he is. Even the one that covets. Ain't that our nature? You see somebody, your brother or sister. I'm talking about your brother or sister. They'll be able to find a house and pay for it and have a good car or something. And if you ain't careful, next thing you know, you're just a little bit jealous about that. And you start wanting that. I want you to know, if you ain't careful, your neighbor or something have a pretty wife. And if you ain't careful, you'll go looking at her. I want you to know that happens. It happens to all of us. I preached that sermon that time here. Just looking. Listen, it starts with just looking. That's how it started with the woman. That's how it started with Satan. I'm here to tell you today. He coveted what God had. He wanted that same thing. He wanted to be equal with God. He wanted to be above God. And I want you to know, because of that, he got cast down.
That's right.
But that woman, Satan showed it to her. And then when the woman saw that there was a tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, and took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave unto her husband with her, and he did eat. It was something to be desired. I've never looked at me as like being, I've heard people saying, I don't know what the fruit was. I don't know. It could have been a fig. It could have been an apple. People say it's an apple. Could have been an orange. It might have been a grape. I don't know what it was. But I've never looked at me, Larry, to be something that anything would desire. I'm being honest. I ain't trying to be funny. Look at me. Why would anything desire me? But Satan does.
That's right.
He lusts after you. Paul said in Romans chapter 7, he said, is the law evil? He said, I wouldn't know what the law was if I didn't know that covet was lust. That's what he said about it. So coveting, if it's the definition of desire, and lust is the definition of covet. How bad does he want you? And what is he willing to destroy?
Amen.
To get you? And a lot of us, what are we willing to let him destroy? I know what it's like. I hold my grandbabies. And watch them cry. I know what it's like to see your family be destroyed. I know what it's like to see a church split. Right down the middle. I know what it's like to see families torn apart. I know what it's like as a person to be a child of God and a member of the Lord's church and go out in the world and stay out there. I know what it's like. I know what he desires. I know how he uses things to hurt you and me. Isaiah chapter 14, God is talking about Nebuchadnezzar.
king of Babylon. You know who he compares him to? Lucifer, Satan, because he had the same desires as him. He ruled. He wanted to rule over God's people. He wanted to put himself higher than God. That's exactly what Lucifer, and that's why he's mentioned in this. And that's what Satan does. That's what he done. He wanted what God had. He wanted to even rule over God.
In the 14th chapter of Isaiah, and I'm going to start reading in the 12th verse, and it said, this is why Satan knows what desire does, because he's been there. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, the son of the morning? How art thou cut down from the ground, which thou didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend unto heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. And I will ascend above the heights and the clouds. And I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell and to the sides of the pit that listen to me. One day, we're going to see him. You hear everybody say he's not red. Well, I got pointy tail and all these things. Listen, that they see thee shall nearly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that the earth, that made the earth to tremble, that did shake the kingdoms? I want you to know, when you see him, for what he is, he ain't nothing but a weak coward that's been cast out of heaven into hell because he tried to rule over God.
And when we actually see him, and when God stands there and he casts this little weak nothing into a fiery pit that he's going to, and we're going to say, is that what done this to us? Is this right here? Is this what done this to me? Is this one that controls me so much and destroys so much? God's just going to just take and just toss him.
Amen.
And it'll be over for him.
Amen.
But while we walked here on earth, he ain't been nothing but a thorn in her side. That's what the Apostle Paul said. Satan had put a thorn in his side. Boy, has he not put a thorn in my side before. Satan desires you. He desires you. He's lusting after you. He wants you. You know why? Because you're God's. When I was a kid, all I wanted, I don't know about Cody there, but Daddy placed a hole in my hand. All I wanted was to drive the tractor. Y'all remember that? You always wanted what you couldn't have. He can't have our soul. He can't have it. But that don't mean he don't want to try us out just a little bit. And he will. And most of us, you know what we do? We give him room to do that. He wears me out. And I'm pretty sure that's probably him calling right now. Because he would sure enough love to stop me talking right now. You know why? But what I'm trying to tell you is the truth.
Amen.
He's like a roaring lion. There's been a bull there loose behind the house, and he's been getting in everything, even got in my garden. And there's been a bear seen right over on Haynestown Road, about a mile from my house. Me and Sheila was walking the other day, and we got back there, and I'd sold a few turnip greens. And I thought I'd check out them turnip greens.
we started, and I said, well, let's walk down around Jason's cornfield to see what it looks like. We're walking out there, and all at once down the woods, I could hear a... I said, you hear that? What? She was just talking. And I said, there's something down in here breathing. And she said, well, what do you reckon it is? I said, I don't know if it's that bull or that bear, but whatever it is, I want to get away. Sometimes he's just a racket maker. He causes a lot of noise and stirs things up. When we really see him for what he is, he don't have that much power. He really don't.
Amen.
If we stay close to God.
Amen.
And all y'all know this ain't nothing, I ain't telling you nothing new today. But sometimes, I don't know about y'all, but I have to be reminded.
Amen.
What he is, where he come from, and where he's going.
Amen.
He's not that tough. Not when it comes to God. He might can whoop up on me some. He might get over and roar a little bit. And I want to tell you something. If we sleep too much, he'll come in here every once in a while and grab one of our children and pull them right away and go on with them. And we'll say, how'd that happen? Because we slept too much. While men slept, he came and sowed the seed. Listen, we've got to stay awake. We've got to be vigilant. And we can't quit.
Amen.
Because he's not going to until God casts him off in that lake of fire. And I want to tell you, in that day, I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to enjoy that. I'm tired. Brother Damon told us about how the things he wanted. I'll never forget what he said that night. He wants our family. And he does. He's destroying our families. He's destroying our churches. And if we're not careful, we'll allow him. But we've been given the instructions. We know to be able to resist him, we have to submit ourselves to God. Submit yourself to God. Because he desires. It said he desired, past tense. Satan hath desired you. So it went on, and Peter, the Lord told him the things he would suffer and how he'd be denied. And Peter stood up and said, after the Lord just got through telling him, Peter stood up and said, not me, Lord. Though all men may deny you, I won't. That's what he's saying. The difference in Job and Peter was Job never did see himself as one who could stand up. He saw himself as humble. He shaved his head. He rent his mantle. He said, just simply, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. He went and just sat down and broke out in sores. And just sat there, seeing how weak he was. But Peter thought himself something. Peter said, I can handle this. He can't get me. And he had him right then. So when you think yourself strong, get ready. But if you're weak, he can help you.
Amen.
So to stay weak. There's nothing wrong with that.
Amen.
See, that's where it started with the devil. If he would have stayed an angel and saw God for what he was.
Amen.
And reverenced him for what he was and saw himself for what he was. He would have never failed. But he saw himself as strong. He saw himself as even being higher than God. And he failed. And so will you when you get to that point. And I ain't saying that's happened to none of you. None of you. I'm saying it's happened to me. Yeah, I've got lifted up with pride. And I almost bet you have too.
Amen, man.
And every time that I do, I have to fall. If you ain't careful, you'll get to thinking you are that big hitter, bud. People will brag on you just a little bit. They'll say, boy, look at him. He's helping in all these revivals. And look at the church he's pastoring. It's growing. And just that, boy, he's doing a good job. And if you ain't careful, you'll get to thinking about that a little bit. You'll get thinking, you know, I must be doing a pretty good job. And next thing you know, you start taking a little of that credit you sell. And next thing you know, he lets you fall just a little bit. Have you ever been through that? Satan desires you. There's some things it's good for us to desire. I think we should desire the Word of God.
Amen.
I think we should desire a fellowship with God.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with that. Satan don't want us to desire that. That's why he keeps putting everything else out there for us to see. That's my little thought. I pray it helps somebody.
Amen.
But I don't guess I'd ever, Brad mentioned that other night, and I've heard it and read it over and over, preached on it no telling how many times, but I never thought about how he desired. And I ain't going to lie to y'all. There ain't nothing wrong with you desiring your helpmate. I have a desire for my wife, and I'm going to tell you something. I'm jealous of her. I am. You go to flirting a little bit with her, and you'll find out just how jealous I am of her. And I'll tell you something else. I'm jealous of this little church
Amen.
Here. And if you go flirting with it just a little bit too much, I'll tell you what, you'll find out how jealous I am of her too.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with that. I pray every once in a while she might even desire me. Every now and then. There's nothing wrong with that. But I can't imagine Satan desiring me. But it's because I'm God's. And everything's at his, he desires. Because he's been cast out. So if you're his, guess what? If you're God's, he's going to give you a hard time. Because he desires you. That's her thought.